Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago Breaks Back 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Don Boudreau, professor of economics at George Mason University, and also author of the outstanding book, Globalization, gmu.edu/econ, right? Is that right, Don?
Yep.
That's how they can find your department.
As you know, my faculty, my colleagues are really I have a star-studded bunch of colleagues. Walter Williams is one of my colleague, Tyler Cowan. We have a great economics faculty.
Not the least of which of those stars is Don Boudreau as well. Cafe Hayek, right, .com?
Cafe Hayek is my blog that I do with Russ Roberts. We put new stuff up every day. It's unashamed.
More than many times a day.
Market-oriented.
Cafe Hayek. And so check that out, folks, cafehayek.com. So, Don, we've been talking about free trade. We started out talking about global free trade, and then we started talking about the union angle of free trade. But the government imposes anti-trade on Americans, American companies too, Don, and in particular the Obama administration, and specifically, Don, and incredibly, against Boeing in South Carolina at a time when Boeing was growing jobs in Washington State. And they wanted to build a new plant in a right-to-work state of South Carolina. They built the plant. They were about to hire 2,000 workers, and the Obama NLRB, National Labor Relations Board, went about shutting down that plant, stopping that plant from operating. And, Don, the estimates I've seen showed that they were also blocking 4,000 small business jobs in the state of South Carolina. Now, what's the difference in that and opposing free trade agreement with other countries, putting up a tariff? What's the difference? It's still blocking trade.
Well, there is none. That is a great example of what we might call an internal tariff. It's a great example of an internal trade restriction. So you can't do business there. You have to do business where we want you to do business, which, of course, gives special privileges to the people, in this case, Washington State, and it harms the people in South Carolina. Look, competition's a wonderful thing, but we would all like ourselves to be shielded from it. We want other people to have to compete. Of course, workers in Washington State want some special privilege to have Boeing set up there, but why should people in South Carolina be denied the opportunity to compete for those jobs? And that's exactly what they were doing. They were doing nothing illegal. They were doing nothing that violated any statutory.
And it did not take any jobs away from anyone in the union state or Washington State.
Well, what people in Washington might argue, and I think it would be right. Well, you know, it would mean that over time, airplane production jobs would grow more in South Carolina than in Washington State. That might be true, but that's Washington State's problem. If they want to have overly restrictive laws on how businesses and labor can operate, that's their business, but they have to pay the price. And what you had here is you had Uncle Sam protecting them from having to pay the price of their decision.
Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you're a fully functioning legal corporation in America, and the federal government is blocking you from expanding. Now, in what universe, Don, is that acceptable? I mean, how is that anything less than the kind of tactics you'd see in Russia or China or somewhere like that? And if that happened in the United States, and other than me and a few other people, you didn't see this on the mainstream media. You didn't hear about the uproar about this. I'm the only one that I've heard talk about 4,000 small business jobs who would be vendors to that company, to that plant. That's what those are the vendors of those companies, the suppliers, people like that. 4,000 small business jobs that they've gone wanting because of those guys.
It's banana republic politics.
Right here in the United States.
But because the media, the mainstream media, believe that Barack Obama and the Democratic Party are all saints and well-meaning, and hence they can't do, they would never do any harm, they overlook it. And it really is appalling. You know,
the same reason that they haven't covered the violence, the union violence in Michigan this week over the right to work vote up there. So, you know, folks, we've got to wake up and realize that you know, there's some problems in America, and that we got to pay attention to. Hey, Don, thank you for helping me highlight some of these issues today. It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, and keep up the good work over there.
Pleasure's always mine, Jim.
Thanks.
Have a good 2013.
Thank you. Don Boudreau, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if you've got a child interested in the field of economics, you can do no better than to send them to George Mason University's economics department. That's gmu.edu/econ. Check that out, folks. It's the best in the country. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.